The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my co-host and fellow realtor and husband.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good.
We're with Disaster Blaster. We have Gary Lyons and Matthew Lyons, both of Disaster Blaster, here with us today. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And when you're at jruddy.com, you can check out the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners. And if you like during the week, if there's something we haven't covered or you'd like to hear a topic, you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows. Check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. And don't forget that jruddy.com is mobile friendly. Once again, Gary Lyons, General Manager, and Matthew Lyons from Disaster Blaster. Guys, what's Disaster Blaster, please? And how long has it been in business?
Disaster Blaster is an indoor environmental company. We do such things as radon mitigation, asbestos abatement, water dryouts. And we've been in business since 2005.
So water dryouts from fire, storm damaged properties?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And where are you located?
Well, we're located at 536 North Main Avenue in Scranton, and you can also find us at our website, disasterblaster.com.
You go all over the region, correct?
We do.
And you travel how far? How many counties do you serve?
We go about an hour from Scranton. We serve Wayne County, Susquehanna, Wyoming, Lackawanna, Luzerne, parts of Carbon, parts of Monroe.
Okay.
So we have a pretty large territory.
All right. Wonderful. Today, we're going to talk about radon. And radon is a colorless, odorless gas, seeps into our homes from the ground. Is it because of the coal mining region that we live in that we have radon?
It doesn't. It probably exacerbates the problem. But we find radon gas in other areas of the country, too, where there isn't coal mining. So it's not just from the coal mining.
It's all throughout the country, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, you know, there's a lot of people, I still come across some people, whether they're selling or buying a home, mostly when they're selling a home, that think that radon is a big myth. Do you discover that in your travels?
We do have the occasional customer. We're finding that more often than not, people believe that it is an issue when they see the hazard. So we don't see that as much as we used to, but maybe 3-4 years ago.
Well, I come across radon a lot in what I do, real estate, because people are selling and buying homes, and most people that are buying a home do test for radon. What's the allowable level?
They recommend that the level be below 4 picocuries per liter.
Okay. And so when it's 4 or above, what's the solution when radon's found?
Anything 4 or above, what they recommend is that a radon mitigation system be installed. And basically what that does is it pulls the radon out from underneath the slab of the home in the basement, and it vents it above the house, above the roof line.
So what does it usually cost, and what does it usually look like? What is, let's define what a radon mitigation system is. Okay. Is it a huge contraption, like does it look like a furnace, or no, is it a pipe? What is it?
It's actually quite small. What happens is about a 3 or 4 inch hole is drilled into the basement concrete floor. The pipe is about 3 to 4 inches. It will run up the inside of the basement wall that again goes to the exterior and then up the exterior of the house. In between that, the fan is kept usually outside inside that system, and we can even install the outside part so it looks like a gutter.
So it blends
or
nicely.
A downspot, yes.
Okay, so it's not unsightly.
No, and there are a lot of options as well available, slimline designs and things like that.
And it doesn't take a lot of room in the basement. It doesn't take away from the basement in terms of usable space.
No, it doesn't. Generally, all it requires inside the basement is a corner available to install the suction point.
And it's very important where this system is placed, is it not?
It is. Generally, we would look at a property to determine what we feel would be the best location to get the best suction under the slab. Sometimes you have a situation where a property, for example, is sitting on a rock slab or something of that nature, a rock shelf, that would impede the suction. So we try to plan that as best we can.
What do you do when it's a crawl space?
If it's generally with crawl spaces, you have a gravel floor. At that point, you have to install the suction point and lay down some sort of a mylar or plastic sheathing to contain the radon gas. So it forces it through the system.
Is the radon mitigation system loud? Is there a fan in it? And can you hear humming if you're on the first floor? If this system is usually in the basement, and it operates in the basement, and it's running in the basement, would you hear it anywhere in the house upstairs?
You shouldn't. They are very quiet fans, fan systems. What we find more than anything with customers, or not our customers, generally people that need a fan replacement performed, the fans are made to last between 5 and 10 years. So at that point, they may start to fail. Then they get a little loud. So then they have to be replaced. Also, if the vent pipe wasn't securely installed, sometimes you have a bit of a rattle that needs to just be secured or was affected by storm damage or something. It needs to be secured to quiet it down.
Okay.
The newer the fans, too, the quieter they're getting. So somebody that has a radon system put in, say, 5, 10 years ago, doesn't have the same quality fan or the same quietness in their fan that, say, somebody today might get.
Well, I had a situation once where there was radon found in a house, and the buyer, where the radon mitigation company wanted to put it and install it, was unacceptable to the buyer due to the fact that someone told the buyer, someone at work, they weren't a realtor, they weren't a radon mitigation professional, but someone had told this person that it was going to be very loud, and it was unacceptable, the positioning of this, because it was under the bedrooms and it was going to keep them up all night.
Sounds like somebody that had an older system or one that wasn't operating optimally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So radon is here in the state. What are the stats on how do we compare Pennsylvania compared to the rest of the nation?
Well, northeastern PA is an area of the state that has particularly high levels of radon, or a likelihood of radon.
In this area, Lackawanna County, Luzerne County?
Yeah. We have there's different stats available. They tend to agree that about 1 in every 2.5 homes have higher than acceptable radon levels. And the state as a whole has had some very high results. So it's definitely something that if you haven't had your house tested, you probably should.
So whether you're buying or selling a home, it's a good idea to see if there's radon gas in that home.
Yes.
Okay. And how often do we test for radon? Should we test for radon?
The US EPA recommends that a home be tested for radon initially And if you find that there are high limits, that being four or above picocuries per liter, that you then have a system installed, and then thereafter have it tested every 3 years just to be on the safe side.
Just to be on the safe side, whether even when you have that system.
Even when you have the system.
Okay, all right. And do you test for radon?
We do not do testing, no. We feel it's a conflict of interest to, one, tell you have a problem that we can fix, or two, say we did a great job. So we encourage people to get their own independent testers.
Okay. How about radon? What is it linked to? What health issues is radon linked to? If there's high levels of radon?
The primary concern with radon is that it's linked to lung cancer. And it's particularly problematic if the people that live in the home or occupy the home or dwelling are smokers as well, because that increases their chances of lung cancer by like 100 times.
Okay. I'm sure you're familiar, even though you do not do the testing, with what a test is like. So can you walk me through what a test is like? Because there's short-term tests and there's long-term tests. And as professionals, what do you recommend?
We do recommend a long-term test. The short-term test will give you an idea of what you're looking at as far as a radon level, but it's basically an average.
And so the short-term test is how long? 3 days, 48 hours?
3 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And what people need to understand is that short-term test is designed specifically and particularly for real estate transactions. I mean, it's to get it done quickly so that they can get a snapshot and be able to proceed with the real estate transaction. If you can and you have the time for a long-term test, that will give you a much, much better idea of what your radon levels are. 'Cause you could be getting a snapshot over that 3 days of something that is particularly optimistic. It may come in at 2, but long term, it may be much higher than that. While on the other hand, it could be a situation where you get a snapshot and it's high, and then long term, it really averages out to be much lower.
What about those tests they have at the big box stores, those little boxes? And don't you say different conditions can affect it? Like if it's been excessively rainy or something like that, doesn't that affect a result too?
Yes, it does. Wind will typically cause an effect, which they call as a chimney effect, when the wind is blowing across the top of the chimney. That will actually cause it to pull more radon into the house from the slab. It's typically in very windy conditions. You're going to find a really big spike in radon. You're also going to see a larger spike in the winter season when you're heating, because the hot air in the house from the heating system causes the chimney effect in the house as well, and that tends to pull it out of the slab. Rain typically will, it's raining outside, and the rain tends to drive into the ground and raise the radon coming into the house because it's forcing it up.
And what about those little box tests that you get at the big box stores? Are they as accurate as would be done by a professional, or would that kind of give you an idea if there's a problem?
I, to be very honest with you, recommend that people have the test done by a professional licensed tester. That being said, if they want...
My Uncle Al did the test one time, maybe we can call him.
And it depends too. Not all of the tests that you might pick up at a box store are the same. Some, for example, you mail in, and some try to guesstimate at what your level would be. Obviously, something that's being mailed into a lab is going to get you a much better result than something that isn't necessarily calibrated or designed to be accurate.
So the cost of the short-term test is around, a ballpark, maybe $100, $125?
Yeah, it's about that. And the short-term tests are fairly accurate from the standpoint of a realty transaction and things. Obviously, you want to be able to make a closing at some point. and a long-term test does take a little too long for that.
How long?
The long-term tests tend to run
60 to 90 days.
Yeah, it gives
this
you
does work for it, a real estate transaction.
No,
thank you.
No.
It's so hard enough getting to the closing table. I don't want to do that.
Absolutely. So the short-term tests do give you a very good idea of what you are looking at as far as the rate on level is.
Particularly, it weeds out those that are going to have very high numbers.
Yeah,
I mean, because you know, if you have an average, you know, if you have a house out there that has an average PQQRE, you know, that's high, even a snapshot's going to show that, and you're going to see that you got some kind of a problem that needs to be mitigated.
Okay, we'll talk more about this because there's a lot more to cover here on these short-term, long-term tests after the break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a gorgeous three-bedroom, three-bath home at 51 Cranberry Terrace in Blueberry Hills Estate, Duryea, for $284,000. This beautiful home was built in 1999, and it sits on a large corner lot with a huge fenced-in backyard and a shed for storage. The interior of this home has wonderful hardwood floors, a fireplace, central air conditioning, along with an attached two-car garage with a bonus room above the garage that could be an additional bedroom or a rec room. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage, take a look at 51 Cranberry Terrace in the Blueberry Hills Estate, Duryea, for $284,000, and that's listed by Gladys Porchetta of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And before we go to break, disaster blaster Gary Lyons, Matthew Lyons with us here today. You do radon mitigation, asbestos abatement. You do dryouts for fire and storm damaged properties. What else am I missing?
We also do mold remediation. We do meth lab remediation. So we can pretty much do anything that goes on in your house.
Okay. Phone number, please.
570-963-1123.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Lovely.
Is winter over yet? Almost.
Almost. Ugh. Yes. The end is in sight. We have with us Gary Lyons, general manager, and Matthew Lyons of Disaster Blaster. How are you guys?
Good, yourself?
Good, thank you.
Where are you located, please?
We're located at 536 North Main Ave in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
And what do you do?
We do everything from water mitigation to mold remediation to radon abatement and asbestos abatement.
And you even clean out properties, hoarders? Where hoarders reside?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And you do meth lab abatement?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. We're covering all we need to do. We're covering radon today. And before the break, we talked about what radon is and short-term testing, long-term testing. And short-term testing is basically done when we have a real estate transaction. We have sellers who are selling a property, buyers buying a property. Most buyers these days do test for radon. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas. It's found in the ground, and it is here. It's real in Northeast PA, and it's all across the nation, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So as we were talking about the long-term testing before we went to break, you suggested that if properties have a short-term test and say they have a radon level and the acceptable level is anything under 4 picocuries, correct?
Correct.
So if somebody finds a level of 4.2 picocuries, what should they do?
What we generally recommend, while we can certainly install a system, if their level's coming in at 4.2, at that point it may make sense to do a long-term test, because what you'll find is you'll get a better idea of what the level is. The short-term test may have been, for example, performed during 3 rainy days, you know, so you have a higher reportable level than you may have the rest of the year.
Or tornado-like conditions where it's very windy.
Absolutely.
That affects it. How about certain types of homes, certain types of foundations? Do you find that a stone foundation may be more susceptible to a higher radon than a cinder block or a concrete wall? Does that factor in?
There is some difference with the construction of a house. You may have, for example, if you have a crawl space with a gravel floor, it's more able to get into the basement. It's more of an issue. If you have something like a B-dry system, which is great for its purpose, that can further complicate a radon system as well.
How about cracks in the foundation or cracks in the floor?
That's absolutely an issue. We see all the cracks when we're installing a system.
Okay.
When you're testing for radon, where should the test be done?
Long-term or short-term?
Where it should be done is the same regardless of what type of test is being done. And what the EPA guidelines are is that the test should be performed in the lowest living area of the dwelling. Now, for real estate transactions, they go one step further and say for a real estate transaction, it must be done in the lowest area of the building that could become a living location, an occupied area. I was just out looking at one not too long ago, and the test came in at about 4.2, and it was done in the basement of this property.
Could it be finished?
No. I mean, I literally, to go down into this basement, I couldn't even stand up in the basement, and I'm only 5'7", so I had to bend over. There's no way you're finishing this basement to make it into a living area. In reality, the test should have been taken on the first floor, the lowest living area, and if it had been done there, you probably would have had a reading below the 4.2, probably below 4, and it would have passed.
Yeah, we had a radon test done a few years ago, and we did it in the wrong place. We did it in the basement. The basement of my house cannot be finished. I mean, it's about 5.5 feet tall. It's uneven concrete, and there's a French drain around the side. You know, You're not finishing that, and it was about 4.2 or 4.5. So I'm wondering if we retested it and did it in the living area, would the reading be different?
Yeah, in most cases, we find if you're doing a reading in the first floor, it's much lower than in the basement.
I have a question. You know, they say radon levels can change. The pockets underneath the ground are always moving and shifting, and things happen. Mother Nature, one never can predict. If you have a low radon reading 1 year, 3 years later, you may have a higher reading. So it's always changing. It's never constant. So my question is, if you have a reading of 5 1 year, is it possible that 2 years down the road, you might have a 3?
It is possible. It can be impacted by a number of different things, from construction nearby to reworking the land and the property around. It is something that can definitely go up or down.
Do you have any advice for anybody that's looking to finish their lower level? What should they do if they're going to make that into a family room, bedrooms, and, you know, take that area and finish it, storage, whatever, workout room, computer room. Should they test for radon before they put in beautiful new walls and flooring and ceilings?
That would certainly be a good idea. You definitely want to know that you're going to have a safe level down there if you're going to be using it as livable space. The other thing, too, to keep in mind when you are finishing an area is a lot of time the radon system can kind of be planned as part of the construction. So you can hide it a little bit better. You can have access to it a little bit better. It's certainly something that should be considered as part of a remodel.
So what are you seeing these days that you've never seen before? There's a increased, a heightened...
We've actually seen a lot of customers calling us lately that want a system installed but don't yet know if they have a radon issue.
So they haven't tested.
Correct. So we always recommend that people have a test performed, because while we won't go and install a system just to take advantage of the situation, that doesn't mean that there aren't companies in our industry that wouldn't. And by installing a system that you don't need, it can impact and affect other mechanics down in your basement.
So what do you think is, why is there this increased heightened awareness?
It's the annoying commercial that they have on TV, right? Isn't it the one with the wee? Is that it? That's the one, right?
There's several different commercials. They've got a pretty active campaign going on right now with the DEP to try to bring awareness to it.
Are they scaring people?
I think they're not saying anything that's not factual, but I think it's hitting a
nerve,
market, because a lot of people don't even see it as an issue. You know, I mean, they may realize that radon's an issue, but they may not think that it's common. So these commercials are kind of riling up a lot of people, because they never even occurred to them that it would be in their house.
And there's a perception amongst people that since you can't see this, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, that it just doesn't exist. And I think that the DEP is trying to make a point that this is a real thing out there that needs to be taken care of if you have high levels.
Right. But yet, if the level is above 4 picocuries, they're just, it's a recommendation that a radon mitigation be installed. It's not, I have to, correct?
No, you still own your property. I mean, you can do whatever you want with it. It's it is still a recommendation. It's not mandatory. That being said,
most buyers won't buy a house with a level over 4. I could tell you that for sure. You know, so I mean, you have to consider that if you're selling a house and buyers want safe levels.
And certainly, you know, the level plays a part too. I mean, if you have a test come back and it's in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, obviously at that point it makes a lot more sense to address it.
Sure. Okay, Gary Lyons, Matthew Lyons, we're out of time on Radon Disaster Blaster. How do we get in touch with you, please?
You can reach us at our phone number, 570-963-1123. We're also at our website, disasterblaster.com, and you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you, guys. Would you come back next week so we could talk about asbestos?
We would love to.
All right. See you then.
Yes, we have a lot of house for not a lot of money. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on a corner lot located at 615 Cherry Street in Scranton for only $79,000. This well-maintained home has a walk-up attic for storage, nice-sized bedrooms, a large family room, a newer roof, off-street parking, and a large kitchen. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in very good condition at 615 Cherry Street in Scranton for only $79,000. And that is listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have an announcement. Jason Dolan has joined our quality service award-winning team at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Jason has 15 years experience in the residential construction field. His knowledge and insight can help when really big decisions need to be made. Whenever you call Jason during the day, night, weekdays, or weekends, he'll be ready to go to work for you. That's Jason Dolan at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have an excellent weekend.